So, Mark, basically, Theater for Transformation is a touring company. So what we do is you contact us from Wisconsin, let's say, or from New Haven, Connecticut, or Cambridge, Massachusetts, or my favorite, we want to go to Arizona. So Phoenix, give us a call. And basically, we discuss with you how you want to present it, how you want to present Show Me the Franklin or Sister Friends or both. Or right now, we're not ready to tour Hoodwinked outside of the Philadelphia area, but it will be, that is the plan, to tour it. So you give us a call, and we talk about what you're creating. Because we see bringing one of our plays to your community is an opportunity for you to have a dialogue in your community that you haven't had before. It's an opportunity for you to build relationships that you haven't had before, or to enhance relationships that maybe you've had only on a superficial level. Basically, it's an opportunity for transformation to occur. So we work with you in creating some kind of host group, so it's not just one individual, but ideally there's like a committee or a local host team from people from different parts of the community where it's multiracial, who then bring out their people to the play so that the audience itself gets to experience the play, but also gets to experience their different perspectives and the wisdom and the blind spots that, you know, people come, that people bring to an experience. So, yeah, that's how we work. And we've been at New England Yearly Meeting, Friends General Conference, other monthly meetings like Reading Monthly Meeting. We're going to be at Boston at Cambridge Friends Meeting and Dorchester Academy and some other Boston area schools with both Sister Friend and Show Me the Franklins. We're going to be at various universities, you know, in January and February. The Sweeter the Berry is a solo show, and it's a rare treat, and it's rare because I don't like being on stage by myself anymore. So I have to be pulled out into that. That's a solo piece, and it draws on stories from my experience growing up in the Bronx, in South Bronx, growing up in foster care, and other enslaved women who I've encountered as a writer. So it's about the sweetness of life, even in the midst of all of a bunch of pain and challenge, you know, finding the sweetness of life. And that's a piece that we can be convinced to tour. If we can't convince you to buy something else first. You know, we'll do Sweeter the Berry. And Dave will, you know, Dave would travel. We basically travel with the performing ensemble and Dave.